So today's learning should be eschus ilan nishmas ad yerkaver chaim elazav ben shem shenariyeh, and also eschus for an ilan nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. It also be eschus for refuah shleima chaim day ben Menaracho, Chanan Leah b'shein Racho, and Abadati ben Peril, and eschus for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue now in the Beis Halevi. We're on page 72, where he talks about the busha that's going to come to someone who exhibits the midah of gaiva. So he says like this, Gamzois Yitin Alibai, something else that a person should keep in mind that sort of will settle him down if he's feeling haughty, is Kama Mehabusha Yasigeyu, how much embarrassment will come to him, Yosin Nida in Bebezdin Shalmaila, when he's being judged in the Bezdin Shalmaila, the Chol Star of Yu Geluyim, where all of his secrets will be revealed. In this world, a person can easily hide who he really is from other people. You can commit Navera when no one's looking. You can move on as if nothing happened, and your thoughts and action and intentions are also concealed. And even if someone sins openly, over time people forget what a person did. In the next world, we're judged and held accountable. There's no forgetting. In the next world, it's not going to wear off. So the embarrassment that we're going to feel when people see sort of the skeletons in our closet, that shame is never going to fade over time. So that's what he's saying. They're going to say to him, you putrid drop. Lama ubama hayisa gavascha. Why? What was the basis, essentially, for your gaiva? Saper lanu achas mehagdayla she'asisa. Tell us one of the great things that you did. Will he not be embarrassed, unable to respond? And like the poet says, that he covers his face full of he feels convicted and he's full of shame, which comes from the Slicha in Erev Rosh Hashanah Adon B'Shaftach, which was composed by someone by the name of Eliyahu ben Shemaya. So the idea that he's saying here is that even if you think that you're going to be able to hide behind doing Torah mitzvahs, but the truth is, the Medrash says, that in the next world, the person's also going to be held accountable for all the learning and the mitzvahs that he could have done, but he didn't do. And that the Medrash also seems to suggest that no matter how much learning a person did, there's still going to be some taychacha, some mussar being given for not learning more. I guess that we're not fulfilling our potential. So this idea that there's going to be embarrassment in the next world, there's a story that's brought of the Talmud of Rav Pinchas of Karetz. The Talmud's name was Rav Rifal of Bershad. And he once said that in Olam Haba, he'll be able to deal with every taina that they have except for the Avera of Gaiva. And he explained, if they're going to ask me after 120, did I learn? I'm going to say, I was an Amaretz, so I didn't know how to learn. If they're going to say to me, did you daven? Did you go to the mikvah? I'm going to say, I didn't have kayach. I was very weak. If they ask me, did you give tzedakah? I'm going to say, I'm sorry, I was very poor. So I have the answers for many tainas. But then they're going to say to me, so if you were an Am Haaretz and you were weak and you were poor, then what right, what basis did you have for gaiva? And he said, that question I'm not going to have any answer for. And what's remarkable is the person that we're talking about here was a Talmud of Rav Pinchas of Karetz who refused to take over the position of Rebbe afterwards. He was someone that traveled around learning from others, and he never assumed the title of Rebbe, even when Talmidim used to gather around him. And yet, for this great person who acted with anivus, he was someone that believed that his greatest challenge that to justify would be the midah of gaiva. We see that this midah affects everybody, including great tzaddikim.